Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And we've been joined live in the studio by friend of the show and brains behind the Sports Bazaar podcast, which is going bonkers on Listener or wherever you listen to your podcast. Make a welcome. It's Titus O'Reilly. Hey. How are you, Titus?
I'm well.
We are in the middle of a cracking series at the moment about the Wimbledon Football Club, a soccer club, if you like.
The crazy gang.
They were. Who, I've got to say, I wasn't completely across this story. I like to think I know a lot about what's going on, but this is unbelievable.
They were mad, weren't they? Yeah, absolutely crazy. And the stuff they'd do to each other.
Yeah.
Let's just say it wouldn't pass muster. It's called workplace bullying these days. Back then it was called friendly hazing.
Yes. The old days, it's a bit of horseplay at worst. Yeah. But boy, is there some shenanigans going on. And if you like a bit of ribald behaviour, you want to tune in. What's caught your attention?
Well, it's a very sad time for us, Mick. You might have not caught this, but a dear friend of our podcast, Fritz Peterson, passed away recently. Now, say who he is yet, Mick, because I'll build up to it. But he was a New York Yankees pitcher. He pitched in the 70s. Now, he passed away a couple of days ago. He's famous for holding a press conference in March 1973, where he and another teammate announced there's going to be a trade. Pretty common, right? A trade.
Yes.
And so it was spring training. The season was about to start. And they get up. The guy, it was Mike Kekich and Fritz Peterson. Fritz Peterson just passed away. And they announced, they got up there in front and the whole media's there and they're saying, oh, what's it going to be about? And they get up and they announce that the trade is that they are swapping wives, children, and dogs.
What?
A complete trade. This really happened. This is not made up. They fronted the New York media and announced they were swapping. They said, we're not swapping wives, we're swapping lives.
Completely. Wow. And if I remember correctly, that was our very first episode.
Very first. We did a long one on this. So he passed away. Now, we have always wondered, Mick and I, this is one of our favourite stories. We've often talked about, how did that come about, that opening discussion? Because it involved four people. You know, you've got the two players and you've got the two wives.
And everyone has to agree.
Yeah, everyone agreed. They all agreed to this. Wow. And you got to wonder, who was the one who first broached the subject?
Now, can I suggest what I think it was from memory? Were they leaving a venue at night and they got into separate cars?
Yeah, they're at a barbecue, coming back from a barbecue, and they decided to continue on and have a few drinks. So one of the wives got in one car with the other guy, the other wife got in the other, and they sort of found they had a lot in common.
By the time they arrived at their destination, plans had been hatched.
Plans had been made.
But again, which couple leads off with that?
Well, that's right. Like, it's just, you don't want to be the one that broaches that and everyone else is not into it.
No. That's the ultimate sliding door. That's the ultimate sliding door moment.
It's absolutely amazing. So there was one guy, Jim Bolton, who said when he was a teammate, who when asked about this, he said, look, I can understand trading your wife, but your dog?
That would be one where you get to the dog and you go, who do you want to run to?
Exactly.
And they get to decide. Can I ask, and I think I know the answer, but we know one's just died, but how long did those relationships last? Because I think there was one couple that stayed together.
Yeah, so Fritz Peterson had just passed away. He stayed with Susan, who'd be his wife, until the very end, until he just passed away recently.
Nice. Yes.
So, Mike Kekich, they lasted until the media conference announcing that they had swapped wives.
Wow. So, and he had great regret?
He had great regret. The kids especially were very confused.
Fritz got the rails run by the sounds of things.
Fritz kind of had the one.
Fritz masterminded that deal, I reckon. He knew what he wanted from the get-go and he talked his dopey mate into it.
One of the things is when they announced, they did this media conference, so the media couldn't believe it. They legitimately went in thinking they were going to hear a trade to another team and find this out. And Peterson said at the thing, he said, look, please, he said to the media in the press conference, please don't make anything sordid of this.
Oh, a bit late for that, brother.
To the New York things. Kekic said to the media, unless people know the full details, it could turn out to be a nasty type thing.
Yeah.
Don't say this was wife swapping because it wasn't. We didn't swap wives. We swapped lives.
So, and this, you've got to remember, is a fairly conservative time in New York with conservative owner.
Oh, very.
New York Yankees.
George Steinbrenner had a rule that you weren't allowed to have, and the Yankees still have this. And you might remember there's a Simpson episode about this. You're not allowed to have sideburns or beards or anything like that. And so you said,
and there's only a couple of hairstyles you were allowed to.
Yeah, it had to be a short back and sides, basically. And one time, one of the players or manager is arguing with him and said, they're in a hotel, and he's saying, if Jesus could have long hair, the players should be allowed to have long hair. And the George Steinbrenner said, points to a pool and goes, well, if they could walk across that,
I can do it.
But Mike Kekic, he said, I thought that we'd announce it on the day and the next day there'd be no media follow-up.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that's what he said. And he said he turned on the TV that morning and there his face was. And he went, this is going to be a big one. This was a huge one. Now, funnily enough, Fritz and Kekic, the two players, didn't talk to each other
ever again.
Not long about this. They had to hang around with each other to see each other's kids. To see his own kids. So that was the weird bit. But the thing is, Fritz Peterson, who just passed away, he spent the rest of his life, and I'm very keen on MG's view of this.
Yes.
He spent the rest of his life writing books, and the books, one was called Mickey Mantle is Going to Heaven. He'd go through all his ex-teammates and in the book say whether they were going to heaven or hell.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
Which I think, MG, we've got a real opportunity to write a book here.
Okay, yes. MG, give me one player, one teammate going to heaven.
I would say that Brad Fittler would be going to heaven.
And one going to hell.
Probably looking at him.
And just to cover it off, I believe there is a movie in the works about this.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have talked to. They've got a script they've been developing.
They do a great
job
of that.
Well, they're big Boston Red Sox fans who hate the Yankees, so they're just they're just enjoying reminding people of what happened. But it is one of the weirdest stories of all time to announce you're swapping wives as a trade.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today. A couple of things just to finish up on. You can still get into our Wimbledon, the Crazy Gang series is still up and going hot at the moment on Sports Bazaar.
Next week we've got SP Bookies. So people
Bookies. And also, you're going to join us again on Monday.
Oh, yes.
Because we have a huge announcement involving, well, not Sports Bazaar, but the whole Bazaar brand.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's expansion time.
I tell you what, there's something. Clear the decks and huddle around the wireless on Monday for a game-changing announcement from the Bazaar gang. Good on you, Titus.
Thanks, everyone.
Mick and MG in the morning. Brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.